We love Gary Stewart. Alex Chilton loved Gary Stewart. You know, he covered a bunch of his songs, including She's Acting Single, I'm Drinking Doubles. What a great song. Speaking of that, Roger Miller did Chug-a-Lug, Chug-a-Lug, Chug-a-Lug. That was his hit after Dang Me on Smash Records. I think that might have been before he got to King of the Road. Del Reeves did Girl on a Billboard, one of his girl-watching songs. He also did Looking at the World Through the Windshield. What's that line in the song? Girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel on the billboard as I drive by. Anyway, that was Del Reeves doing that one, Girl on the Billboard. Then Porter Wagoner without Dolly Parton doing Love and Lies. And then Bill Anderson did Bright Lights and Country Music. And then Cindy Cash Dollar behind us doing The Other Woman in My Life. Okay, we're at exactly the halfway point, so we're just going to keep on keeping on with some Charlie Pride, David Houston, Don Gibson, Don Williams, Charlie Walker, and Charlie Rich. A couple Dons and a couple Charlies.
Here we go.
Just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Well, people may try to guess the secret of a happiness. Some of them never learn it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love. And the answer is in this song that I always sing. You've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone.
Thing on my mind is loving you. When I see a honeybee kissing on the flowers, I feel good cause it makes me think of you and the things you do. I got what I want and I'm proud of it. I'll tell the world I sure do. To me, good things happen in the morning, good things happen in the evening. Everything you do makes me feel fine. Ever since the day I found you, it's good just being around you. And the very best thing of all. I like loving early in the morning. Baby, you
of a heartbreak. Lost love, loneliness, memories of your caress. So divine, I wish you were mine again, my dear. I'm on a sea of tears, sea of a heartbreak.
alone. When their glamour starts to bore you, come on back where you belong. You may be their pride and joy, but they'll find another toy. Then they'll take away your crown. Pick me up on your way down.
Nice and easy does it. Hey baby, what's the hurry? Relax and don't you worry. All right. We heard from three Charlies, a couple Dons, and one David. Charlie Pride started us out with Kiss an Angel Good Morning and Love Her Like a Devil every night. 1971 RCA Records, produced by Jack Clement. David Houston did Good Things. That was produced by Billy Sherrill. I think that one was covered by George and Tammy. Don Gibson did Sea of Heartbreak. 1961, lyrics by Hal David. Go figure. Another one at RCA. What a great label. I always remember, too, Sea of Heartbreak. The Meat Puppets covered that one. God bless them. It's twice I mentioned the Meat Puppets today on a country show. Oh, all right. Whatever. After that was Don Williams, another Don. A real current one, too. That was 1989, I've Been Loved by the Best. And after that was Charlie Walker. That's one of the oldest ones we played today. That's called Pick Me Up on Your Way Down, written by Harlan Howard. There's a story about the fight between Ray Price and Ernest Tubb about covering that song. And they wound up letting Charlie Walker do it so that make peace between Ernest and Ray. Okay, then after that one, we ended with Charlie Rich. Nice and Easy Does It. One of my favorite songs of all time. That's another one that Alex Chilton covered and loved. I used that as my golf song, you know, just like, you know, people would step up to the tee and they would play, in their head, they would have a song to make them relax. A lot of people use the theme to the Johnny Carson show. Da 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 da. And then hit the ball. But I would go, nice and easy does it, because I had to slow down. All right. We're heading into the last two 20-minute segments of my show, and I think we're right on time. Buddy Emmons behind us, by the way. Actually, one more real quickie here. Speedy West, doing Speed in the West. Aw. Such great stuff. Oh, God, I love pedal steel. There's so much pedal steel playing on all these songs. It seems like I might be attracted to the sound of the pedal steel because I sure did pick a lot of songs that have it. Anyway, let me pull that down. Okay, so here we go. Here's the next six songs. This is what we do. We play like six in a row, and these songs are not that long. God, you know, I love these singles, these country singles. They play quickly. They're designed for the jukebox, and they fit my show and the format perfectly. So here's six more. Ready? John C. Reilly, a.k.a. Dewey Cox, doing Walk Hard. We're going to start with that one. And then a few more. Billy Joe Shaver, Adam Carroll, Guy Clark, Hoyt Axton, one by Dean Martin. You're going to love these. Here we go.
Tell them, Life's a race, and I'm in it to win it. And I walk as damn hard as I please. How do I walk, boys?
This is dedicated to William Shakespeare, Stephen King, and Anne Margaret. Campground is quiet. Everyone's gone. The pine needles are smoking. As I sing a song about unfulfilled romance, an untouched desire, poking around in the ashes, too close to the fire, poking around in the ashes, too close. The fire. Her name was Vanessa. She tore me apart. She left smoke on my brain. She put rocks in my heart. We sat in the front row on the left corner aisle. She damn near punched my ticket when she flashed me a smile. William Shakespeare'd get speechless if he looked at her lips, and Anne Margaret'd get jealous if she saw this girl's hips. And I'll have to censor all the thoughts that transpired, poking around in the ashes, too close to the fire, poking around in the ashes, too close to the fire. And I tried to stay focused, but her eyes were too much. We blushed when we giggled, but we never did touch. When I looked at my test scores, I put my head in my hand. And I wrote I love Vanessa on the final exam. At 3 o'clock Monday, the last school bell rang. I ran to her sports car and I screamed out her name. And all I remember before I went black was I saw her talking to the star quarterback. So listen up, campers. It's better I learn. Get stung by an ember before you get burned, because the saints shared the flames with the thieves and the liars. Poking round in the ashes, too close to the fire. Poking round in the ashes, too close to the fire. Poking round in the ashes, too close to the fire.
grapes can grow and they can make more wine. And I'm sitting in a honky in Chicago with a broken heart and a woman on my mind. I matched the man behind the bar for the jukebox, and the music takes me back to Tennessee. And they ask, who's a fool in the corner crying? I say, a little wine drink on me.
Okay, all right, okay, all right. So, okay, all right, we heard, we started out with John C. Reilly doing Walk Hard. That was from the movie Walk Hard, and his character Dewey Cox. That was the Jay Kasdan movie. That was such a great film. I really enjoyed it. Guess who wrote that song, though? Marshall Crenshaw. Wow. Billy Joe Shaver did Old Chunk of Coal, but I'm going to make a I'm going to be a diamond someday. What a great song. I remember Steve Pultz singing that one in his living room with a bunch of guys in Nashville when I was there a couple years ago with my friend Patrick Clifford. Patrick, you listening? That one goes out to you. Old Chunk of Coal by Billy Joe Shaver. Adam Carroll, that's maybe the most recent song that I played today. 1998, Adam Carroll doing Poking Around the Ashes. He's from Tyler, Texas. He's heavily influenced by Towns, Van Zandt, and Guy Clark. And then we played one by Guy Clark. We played Texas Cookin', my favorite Guy Clark song. 1976 from his second album. We heard a little bit of Never Been to Spain by Hoyt Axton. That one was covered by Three Dog Night. You might remember that version. And then we heard a little bit. Oop. Hold on. And then we heard a little bit of That Little Old Wine Drinker Me. Originally sung by Charlie Walker. Also recorded by Robert Mitchum. That was kind of a takeoff on the Swiss Colony Wine catchphrase. That little old wine maker, I believe, is what they're referring to. Okay, here we go. We have to race now. We're going to hear Dwight Yoakam. We're going to hear another one by Johnny Paycheck. Billy Crash Craddock. George Jones with Elvis Costello. Tom T. Hall, Mac Davis, and then more and more and more. Because we're playing 60 songs today. Can you fucking believe it? These songs are 2-3 minutes long. You can play a whole bunch of them. And we are. So here we go with Dwight Yoakam, Guitars and Cadillacs.
just came in here from force of habit. I don't intend to spend too much time in here. But I saw you heading for the jukebox. And if you play A11, there'll be tears.
Sky. He gets the everybody says that he's taking my place. There's a stranger in the house no one will ever see. Everybody says he looks like me.
Suffered and cried. It made a big impression on me, although I was a barefoot kid. They said he got religion at the end, and I'm glad that he did. Clayton was the best guitar picker in our town. I thought he was a hero, and I used to follow Clayton. I often wondered why Clayton, who seemed so good to me, never took his guitar and made it down in Tennessee. Well, Daddy said he drank a lot, but I could never understand. I knew he used to pick up in Ohio with a five-piece band. Son, you better put that old guitar away. Ain't no money in it, it'll lead you to an early grave. I guess if I'd admit it, Clayton taught me how to drink booze. I can see him half stoned to picking out the lovesick blues. I was gonna carry on somehow. I'd give $100 if he could only see me now. I remember the year that Clayton Delaney died. Nobody ever knew it, but I went out in the woods and I cried. Well, I know there's a lot of big preachers that know a lot more than I do, but it could be that the good Lord lacks a little picking too. Yeah, I remember the year that Clayton Delaney died.
Back a few months ago, I was headlining it. Great big nightclub. And he put me up a couple of days early. I came in a couple of days early, and they put me up in what they call the Star Suite. Now here I am, headliner in one of the biggest nightclubs in the country, and I wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning in this Star Suite, all by myself. Yeah, that's what I said, aww. But I did what I've always done, man, cheer myself up. I picked up my guitar, I sat down, I wrote me a little song. Now this is how it feels to be alone at the top of the hill, trying to figure out why.
Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. I can't wait to look in the mirror, cause I get better looking each day. To know me is to love me. I must be a hell of a man. Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble, but I'm doing the best that I can. I used to have a girlfriend, but I guess she just couldn't compete with all of these love-starved women who keep clamoring at my feet. Well, I probably could find me another, but I guess
it's hard to be humble.
So a couple good ones there, huh? Did I? You know what? This is almost a perfect show. Every song sounded great. The segues were all pretty good. I'm just finishing things up. I got about 10 minutes to go, and so far so great. We just heard Dwight Yoakam, guitarist Cadillacs, and Hillbilly Music. Johnny Paycheck did A11. I don't know you from Adam, but if you're going to play the jukebox, please don't play A11. Billy Crash Craddock did I'm Gonna Knock on Your Door. He also, I almost wanted to play Rub It In, Rub It In. I've done that a few times. I've played the song, that is. Never mind. George Jones with Elvis Costello did There's a Stranger in the House. Tom T. Hall did The Year that Clayton Delaney Died. I love the version that David Ray did of that. One of my old clients, David Ray, the guy who wrote Mississippi Queen, made a record with Bob Weir. Oh, God. David Ray. Anyway, that was Tom T. Hall. He wrote the song. He's entitled to do it. And then we heard that funny song by Mac Davis, It's Hard to Be Humble. Okay, so we got like 10 minutes left. I'm going to play a few more. I hope you like them. We're going to hear Jeannie Pruitt, Satin Sheets to Lie On. Mel Tillis, I Got the Hoss. Another one by Conway Twitty. Another one by Bobby Bear. Maybe one by Lefty Frizzell. And if we have time, one by Junior Brown. But that's the way it goes. We have 10 minutes left, and we got to play 6 more songs. I don't know if we can do it. Anyway, this is DJ Barrister, and this is Time Won't Let Me, and this is Jeannie Pruitt. You might be the first.
We'll be right back. baby. Let's stop for a little while. I need to give my old horse a rest. And you know they ain't no use in us trying to wear out your brand new saddle. Hear the crickets sing the song.
People see us everywhere. They think you really care. But myself I can't deceive. I know it's only make
show on. Dropkick Me Jesus with the Goalpost of Life. That was Bobby Bear. Before that, actually, we started with Jeannie Pruitt doing Satin Sheets. Then we heard Mel Tillis do I Got the Hoss. Then we heard Conway Twitty sounding like Elvis Presley doing It's Only Make Believe. Dropkick Me by Bobby Bear. This is Lefty Frizzell. A little slow. Let's try this one. One last. Here is that one by Junior Brown. I almost promised you. Here you go.
It's good to see you, baby. It's been a long, long while. We're both a whole lot older and seen a lot of miles. But things are really different now since the good old days. Been in some trouble since we went our separate ways. We'll have to say hello maybe some other time instead. Told you wanted by the police and my wife thinks you're dead.
You're wanted by the police and my wife thinks you're dead. Okay, we're almost dead because we only have 26 seconds left on the show. So I have to say goodbye, and I have to wish you all a wonderful July 4th weekend. Be careful with those fireworks. Don't set the town on fire. Okay, that's it. What else do I have to say? Thank you, and see you next week, I hope. And anyway, I guess that's about it.